We're visiting by telephone with Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey, and Iowa has hosted the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture annual meeting this week in Iowa, touring through the state, various meetings. And Bill, it sounds like you've had a really good week there this week.
We really have. A great group of folks, as you can imagine. We have about 40 state secretaries of ag. In some cases, they're called directors or commissioners of ag. I think we have about 45, 46, 47 states that are represented here, all the speakers that are here, the federal partners and others. So about 250 folks that have been a part of the event.
For you personally, I guess, what would you call maybe a highlight of the week?
Well, you know, part of it is just a chance to be able to show people Iowa agriculture. And we have some folks that haven't been to Iowa or haven't been to Iowa very long. And we get a couple long half-day tours that we're able to get around to see some of our businesses and our farms in Iowa. But, of course, we spend a lot of time in discussion, committee meetings, talking about what we're going to do, what we're going to weigh in on national policy. Farm Bill comes up. Ag labor comes up. Discussions about how we interact with federal agencies from the EPA to Food and Drug Administration, certainly to all the different aspects of USDA. Secretary Vilsack talked to us as well. So just lots of different subjects, but certainly a chance to be able to have some folks go home and have a little more of appreciation for Iowa agriculture.
Yeah, and we were visiting here with Todd Staples, Texas Agriculture Commissioner, and of course there's been some disagreement in the past about ethanol policy between the Midwestern states and some of the states like Texas. So I imagine an opportunity to show folks like Todd what ethanol has meant to Iowa is really an important thing for you.
Absolutely. And you know, you look across the United States we've got folks here from Florida to Alaska to Hawaii to Maine. And ag is very different in different places. And the amount of livestock we have can influence whether they're happy or upset about corn prices and what the impact of drought has been, whether they're a corn-producing state or not. Can have an influence there. Some of the issues are dry land western issues, and yet we have northeast U.S. states that are much different than those areas as well. So there's a lot of regional issues, maybe state-specific issues that are important to share, and it's why it's so valuable to get together and share some of those, understand where we have differences, but also understand as well where we can get together and come to an agreement and have a uniform policy.
You mentioned some of the issues that were discussed. If you had to pick out one in particular where there seems to be the most concern or the most discussion, what would that be?
Yeah, there's several that have been talked about. One is ag labor and trying to come up with a dependable labor supply that can be legal. We are seeing some cases out there where some crops are either not getting planted or in some cases getting planted and not being able to be harvested because there's not labor available. And we're doing this in times of a very slow economy. And so we've got some states that are very concerned about it. The other thing that's come up time and again as well is the investment in agriculture, and that's in infrastructure like rivers, river issues, transportation issues, or ag research. Some of these big picture, longer view items that need to be addressed. Of course, everybody thinks about a farm bill, wants a farm bill, but these big picture items that will extend way past a September 30 deadline and are about positioning agriculture for the long term.